Hello and welcome to another episode of Quantum Physics with Impossible Steve. I am your host, Steve, coming to you live from Blair, Nebraska. Let me tell you, it's quite the place. If you like small farm towns, then this is definitely the place for you. Everyone knows everybody. But I wanted to take some time and do a little bit of a show. As you know, all these shows I've dove into some basic quantum at the very beginning. I dove in heavily into spirituality, and also I'd say about mid to heavy towards metaphysical aspects. So today we will kind of talk a little bit about all three, kind of combined. You know, my last show was called The Chosen. This is going to be kind of like a sequel to The Chosen, or like a message to the chosen ones. You know, there are several out there. The Bible talks about them. More and more are coming. No, this isn't an end of the world speech. As a matter of fact, it probably kind of going to be kind of opposite, to be honest with you. But it is totally on the fly. I have absolutely no notes, no links, no nothing. I am just decided to turn on the computer and see what flows out of the mouth. As like I said, I do all my shows on the fly. I'd say the last probably 10 shows I took some notes on, some bullet points. And going back to just going to simply straight on the fly. I did ask people in several episodes to follow me on social media, you know, Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. I would like you to know that those are still up, but I no longer participate in social media. And we'll talk briefly about that. You're seeing, for instance, if you're in America, maybe other parts of the world, you're seeing a big thing where Facebook and TikTok are testifying to Congress, and oh, you know, because of you, Mark, and the platform you created, you hurt all these kids. You know, they took their lives, committed suicide, killed one another, blah blah blah. And though that is sad, and there have been children who have died, my first question is, where are the parents, and why was the block button not hit? Think about that for a minute. Also, you might say, well, it wasn't necessarily the kids, they couldn't block it. It was people posting it on, you know, kids posting on their platform, making fun of the other kid. Fair enough. Where were the parents and why did no one hit block? Where were the parents to the bully? You know, why are the parents not getting the blame here? Trust me, Mark Zuckerberg is a piece of shit, okay? But actually, he didn't do anything. For real. This is an attack on your freedom of speech. Let me give you an example. Okay, all these people died. We need you guys, you know, in the name of protecting the children, we need to censor social media. We need to know who's making these comments, you know, blah, blah, blah. I've heard all the stories. Okay, in America, 3.5 million children a day go without food. 2.5 million children are homeless. What is being done about that? What congressional hearings are being said about that? Nothing. Who's getting the blame for that? Nobody. See where I'm going with this? Not to mention, before any of this started anyway, the CIA and some other intelligence agencies have been using social media along with AI to manipulate people's moods, to swing their moods a certain way, to read people's moods, to, you know, kind of see where their thoughts are, how they react to certain things. But most commonly, I'd say in the last 3 years, to change the mood of the person who's using social media. And our CIA is doing that. So I've known about it for a long time. I wanted to get on there and talk a lot of smack, and it has been fun. But you know how to end all this, right? You just simply stop using it. And Mark Zuckerberg, number one, won't have any money because no one's using this stupid platform. Do you really? I had one person tell me, he's like, oh man, I can't believe Facebook's doing all this stuff, blah, blah. And I said, well, stop using it. And he's like, well, you know, it's a good way to keep in touch with my friends and see what they're doing. Make a fucking phone call. Whatever happened to the day where you went and go when you went to somebody and go sit in a coffee shop with them? Oh, well, they live in another state now. Okay, so apparently you let's not if they're a real friend or a family member, let's not make a point to go see them once a year then. Like, oh, well, I want to see them more than once a year. Well, then move there. Come on, let's get real. This stuff didn't even used to exist, and we got by just fine without it. I really don't see the big deal here. And then, the news, some people like the news, some people don't like the news. I don't watch the news for any reason whatsoever. I don't believe in it. Some people do, and if you do, continue to watch it. If you like it, if that's something that you like to do, by all means, continue to watch it. But if you're sitting there, one of those people that are sitting there saying, I can't believe this and I can't believe that, stop it. Stop using it. It is literally that simple. No one is forcing you to stare at a screen, at least not right now, anyway. So that's my whole take on it. So if you have sent messages or anything like that, my apologies. Because I'll keep doing these shows. Like I said, I don't know how long I'm gonna be here doing these shows. But at the end of the day, when you start diving into quantum physics and, different timelines, and like Dr. Joe Espinoza talks about how you can move in and out of the quantum field so many seconds anyway, and you're constantly moving in and out of the quantum field, and you want to start looking at how, instead of moving out, every millisecond, how can you stay in there longer? And when you start digging in and looking at all this stuff, you don't even want to be a part of, you don't even want to participate in this, whatever this is that we have turned into as a society. So, and what I mean by that is I get up, I go to work, I have a job, I go work out, I try to eat the best that I can. I talk to people when they want to speak, or if someone speaks to me, I talk back to them, meaning like, hi, how are you doing, or answer their questions or whatever. Just like a normal human being, and that's how I'm just going to carry on the rest of my life, because I lived before social media, I lived before cell phones, and arguably was alive before the computer really came out. So I can really don't have to use any of it. And that's one of the fears of the global elites is whatever, and why they're trying to do certain things. But at the end of the day, if you can timeline jump, if you believe in basic fundamentals of quantum, and most importantly, if you're religious, then you're not going to give a shit what they do or what they try to do or what they implement. Let me give you an example. Everyone's saying they're poisoning food, which is true. Food's terrible now, poison water, whatever. If God wants you to look a certain way, now don't get me wrong, you still got to take care of yourself here, what I'm about to say, but if God says, you know what, I'm tired of Steve eating all this crap, he will simply bless the food. If God's like, man, I do not want Steve drinking this poison water anymore, he will simply bless the water, and it will not affect me in any way. Or I could go a step further, since I am religious and do believe in God, and ask God to bless my food and to bless my water. Therefore, not even worrying about what's in it to a sense. Yes, I go shopping, I try to buy things that are healthy, I try to buy things that are not processed, I try to buy things that do not have chemicals in them. But if they're just going to keep poisoning and poisoning it, and they think, all right, this is how we're going to, I don't know, do whatever it is they're trying to do, God's not going to allow it, is what you have to realize at the end of the day. Yeah, some people are going to get sick. Yeah, some people are going to get fat. Yes, whatever. But at the end of the day, when it starts happening at a huge mass, God has always intervened. And he always will intervene. And yes, some years are worse than others, and some decades are worse than others, and some millennials or whatever the word is, are worse than others. But at the end of the day, plenty of people survive it, plenty of people move on. And I think, there's a few that will accidentally do it, but I think most of them are people of faith or of some kind of faith. So I'm really not too worried about it. I'm in pretty good shape for my age, being at 44 years old and eating just as much crap as everybody else out there. Just got a different mindset. I do try, I do work out, and I ask God to bless the food and the water so it doesn't affect me as much. And that's really all you got to do at the end of the day. So I told the last show about the Chosen. There are things that have been happening to people around the world, and people around the world have been going on a mass. Like I said, there was a stat that 20% of people go through some kind of an NDE. That's a lot of people. If there's 8 billion people on the planet, you do the math. I have found, just through my own research, countless evidence of people who not only have suffered the NDEs, but who are going through the dark night of the soul, which a lot of psychologists have talked about, a lot of spiritualists have talked about, and a lot of philosophers have talked about. And there's different ideas of what it actually is. And I went on to say about how it's a purification process because God chose those few people. A few, we're talking about there's 8 billion people on the planet. So, let's say you take 20% of them, that is fewer than obviously 8 billion. And I'm not saying every single one went through a dark night of the soul or purification process, but in order to receive a better message and to understand God more, the purging, the spiritual purification would need to take place in order for you to be cleansed properly to receive the proper message and to understand the proper message. So there are a lot of people that still haven't quite figured out what's going on with them. And my message to the chosen ones was quite simple. It was, if you have suffered an NDE, if all of a sudden your world as you know it's come to an end, like your whole life has changed and you've lost jobs and God forbid family members or just, divorces or whatever it is that has just crushed you mentally, you're going to come out of. And basically what you'll end up doing is you'll end up going through some physical changes as well. You'll end up going through a lot of mental changes. And you'll slowly go through a process that I refer to as integration, where you basically merge with a higher version of you, i.e., a better person, a better version of what you were on this earth. And that's really what's going on. So if any of you are listening, I hope it's an encouraging message because, the dark night of the soul is tough. The physical changes you will like, they are quite nice, I'm not gonna lie. You will all of a sudden change and eat strange and mysterious foods that you've never eaten before, but they don't taste too bad. And you will slowly integrate with your higher self, which leads you to a point of you getting back to kind of where you were before you turned into a shithead. So an example, I'll give myself an example. I was very outgoing growing up. I had a lot of friends. I was always, kind of a rebel in a way, but not like a bad rebel, like a rebel of, hey, instead of going to class, I'd rather, let's go out in the field and go duck hunting or something like that, stuff like that. And always joking around, always having a smile, always cutting jokes, always trying to be the class clown. And kind of went back to that a little bit, because there for a while, I talked a little bit about myself, how I kind of went off the wagon and became quite destructive and, broke some hearts and all kinds of stuff, and there's a lot of stuff, from family to friends to ex-girlfriends to all kinds of stuff where I really wasn't the best person on the planet. And now I just kind of went back to being myself again before. I'd say like it kind of reminds you of like right when you graduated high school. You're still naive, but you're a young adult, but you're still got that naiveness to you, and the world hasn't crushed you yet, and you still have all these hopes and dreams and the whole world in front of you thinking you can do anything. It's going to kind of remind you of that. So if you are going through this extremely brutal, painful period, trust me, it sucks. It will last, unfortunately, a few years for some of you. There is definitely some light at the end of the tunnel, and I have no idea what God wants you to do. It could be as simple as He just wanted you to be a better person. It could literally be that simple. We can put this apocalyptic end of the world talk to the side for a minute. At the end of the day, who cares? You're going to be better. You're going to feel better. You're going to look better. You're probably going to work better, or create some kind of business that will help people, like, I don't know, like farming or employment or who knows. And you're just going to be better. So at the end of the day, is that really a bad thing? So what I'm trying to tell you is you're going to get past whatever it is that you're going through. And I have no idea how many of the quote unquote chosen are actually listening to this or will hear it. But I will promise you at least one will. Because I did find that crazy lady on the YouTube, and I can call her crazy because I was right there with her a few years ago. So, you know what? I found her. That's one person. So, meaning I found her stuff. She probably didn't think anybody would see that either. So, you never know. But also, if you're into this kind of stuff, I will mention the guy's probably got his name trademarked, so I'm just going to mention it briefly. But Tony Robbins has been doing these sermon or seminars forever. I think he said 47 years. I've always wanted to go to one. They're like, I don't know how much they're expensive. They're like 10 grand or so. I don't remember the price. He did a free one. Go to his YouTube channel. It's a 3-day seminar. It's free. I'm telling you, that guy is just cool. Like, I checked it out. I did day one and two. He's going to want you to go through the whole thing seriously, and take 3 days off, if you will, and dedicate it to those three seminars and pretend like you're there, basically. But you know what? The guy's good. I don't know what he's like in his personal life, but he's good and it's free. And you should definitely check it out, because normally the guy would charge like a bunch of money for that. So why not just check it out? The people that listen to this show are going to be into that anyway. So definitely go to his YouTube channel. Check it out. I'm telling you, it's pretty cool. The guy, he's definitely got a gift. I definitely enjoyed hearing it. I do think some of it's cheesy, I'll be honest with you. Yeah, I think some of it's cheesy. But he's spot on about a lot of things. And one thing he probably won't mind me mentioning, I'll just say one thing about it, and I won't talk any more about his show because he probably picky about that, is he said, only control what you can control. So he said, quit worrying about all this other stuff. I think he even mentioned people talking about the end of the world and not wanting to have kids and stuff. He said, quit worrying about all this stuff. Just focus on what you can control and build from there. And you know what? That is definitely, you don't need someone like Tony Robbins to tell you that. Y'all kind of pretty much know you really can only control what you can control at the end of the day. So stressing about stuff that you have no way of even making it any kind of an impact, you're pretty much stressing over nothing. So if you're worried about something or some kind of law or legislation or apocalypse or whatever, then all right, fine. What it is you're worried about, let's say it's a law like that WHO treaty. I've talked about it, not on this show, I've talked about it to people. Write to your congressman or woman. There you go. You did what you can control. You said something. Worried about the world coming to an end? If you're religious, pray. Pray for some positive thoughts. Pray that you're wrong. Pray that if it's coming, that you're protected. Because if you truly are religious and you believe in that stuff, you're not going to worry about it anyway. Because number one, you'll be protected by God. And if you're not and your life ends, then what's the big deal if you believe in God? Because you would be going to heaven. So if you're afraid, then maybe you don't believe in God and you need to get your head straight. So again, only worry about what you can control. So at the end of the day, that was kind of my message to the Chosen. But I do really like the concept and do believe and have seen some things in the timeline jumping. And before I dive into that, I made a comment on a show, and I always talk about God, and you know what? God did take offense to it, and he brought it to my attention. He brought it to my attention in a strange and unusual way, but I made a comment that God's not a man, and he doesn't have arms and legs, and he didn't lie. He got mad about that, and he brought to my attention the Jesus Christ concept, which I have no issue with whatsoever. I grew up Baptist. I do study on the Christianity side of things anyway. But here you got, and you got to understand the Mary concept. Mary is a very esoteric name. And way back in those days, women would prepare themselves to be a Mary for various different reasons. And one of those reasons was supposedly to bear a child or give their body to, maybe they'll be selected to bear a child. And in this case, Mary was chosen by God to give birth to him. So basically God, if you want to hear the Christianity side of it, enters Mary. Mary does not have sex, she becomes pregnant, right? Very unusual. Even in today's world, that would be very unusual. So Jesus is born. God has arms and legs. And if you do follow the crucifixion of Jesus, you will remember that his body disappeared from the tomb. He comes back. Hey guys, told you I'm still alive, and disappears in front of a bunch of people. Basically going to another dimension. And I talked about the earth being multidimensional, you know, earth within an earth within an earth. Some of you all have studied, you know, the 12 heavens, or you've heard the seven heavens, or you've heard these different dimensions of heavens. So yes, if God was to appear, he would have arms and legs. My apologies. He really did take offense to that. And he simply went to another dimension where that vibrates at a higher vibration that we cannot see at the end of the day. And that is kind of what heaven really is. Does it have streets of gold? It might. Are there mansions everywhere? There probably will be. I mean, it's supposed to be a place that is completely, it's supposed to be a place we can't even comprehend. That's just how we explain it. But it's supposed to be so awesome that, you know, nothing beats it, right? So it's simply here in another dimension that nothing can get to. We can shoot nukes all day long. It's just going to affect our 3D dimension. So it's not going to affect heaven, you know. And if you believe heaven's up in the sky, maybe it is. Shit, maybe it is. The point is, Jesus appeared and reappeared in his body, in his form, in his material form, because he went to another dimension, is why. And because he was able to timeline jump. And obviously, I don't know anybody else who has done that. So I don't think, if you were God, you would be able to do that, obviously. I don't think a human being could simply say, okay, I'm out, peace out, I'm going to heaven. I don't think it quite works that way. You know, and the Bible definitely says it doesn't work that way either. But I do believe in the fact of the multidimensionality and the timeline jumping part, to where not only can you alter your reality here, what I call present time, we're all here right now listening, but I do think you can go a different way. because, as I mentioned, timelines are the same people, different outcomes. So, you know, you walk through a door, one time you walk through the door, one time you fall down through the door, one time you run into somebody through the door. It's the same door, it's the same exact time, it's the same exact place, different scenario, going on simultaneously at a high rate of speed, and you are more conscious to a particular timeline than another. And if you get out of your mental state, and Tony Robbins even talks about this, so again, I encourage you to watch his show, but I'm not going to explain it. He does a far better job. But you can fall off track where, okay, you're going to go towards a probably not so much fun of a timeline. Or you can get really on track and actually better yourself, which is something Tony Robbins has encouraged people to do his whole 47 years. And that bettering yourself would be arguably a more positive timeline. So you're still here in the 3D state, meaning present time, but changing your outcome positively or negatively. That's very rare, and that goes on every day. And I think too many people are going to disagree with that. And I do think people are smart enough and educated enough to realize that their mood definitely determines the outcome of that day. If you wake up in a shitty mood, you're generally going to be not so kind to others, and just more negative things seem to happen than when you're in a positive mood. So you are clearly shifting your reality based on your present thought. And people have been talking about that forever, and it takes a while to sink in. Some of you, like, I already know this shit. Some of you, like, oh yeah, I get it now. And some of you, oh, it's still going to take a little while. But at the end of the day, that's what it is. And that's why I've been encouraging people to get off the social media, even though I asked for over a year for you guys to follow me. Again, I apologize. They're trying to control your present thought to dictate the outcome of your reality. And quite honestly, it's working. It's working very good. Not only is it working very good, it even freaking throws me off a track at the, you know. So what I'm trying to say here, if you're worried about something going on in the world, start focusing on what you can control and a more positive outcome. And yes, you can't stand there and just say, oh, you know, I'm Superman and bullets are going to bounce off of me. But what you can do is figure out what are some of the things that you need to better your life and go out there and accomplish that. And I guarantee you, when you make a small list, just make a small list of three or four things you need to better your life. I don't care what it is. I don't care if you think it's money or clothes or going to church or whatever. Write down those three or four things, and I guarantee you, if you go after those three or four things and work at those three or four things with a positive attitude, you're probably going to accomplish them than if you go after those things with a negative attitude. So it really is a huge mental process where people are just simply bringing their own self down each and every day, or they'll do real good for a while, then they'll go back to the same old patterns, which again, Tony Robbins talks about that in his seminars, which is free on his channel. And no, I'm not getting paid for this, but he does a good job of explaining it. And I really think if you sit down and listen to it, it may help you keep on track. So it will. For those who believe in the timeline jumping, I can tell you he doesn't believe in that. But I bet you, if you take some of those concepts and take some of those concepts that you already believe in when it comes into timeline jumping and kind of mix them together, I bet you might get kind of the outcome you're looking for. So at the end of the day, I'm not worried about worldly events, because if something was to happen that would completely disrupts my reality, I would leave. I'm set up to leave. I'm prepared to leave. I base my whole life around it. So I would simply just go somewhere else, you know. And I do believe in timeline jumping and thing and in a way being able to shift dimensions. And I think if you really work at it and you really change some things in your present reality, I really think that there's a way where you could simply, I guess, walk into another dimension, if you will, where your timeline would not be on this bullshit timeline anymore. So I still think that is a lot of what the rapture is, or simply, where God comes and grabs some people and takes them to his dimension. Either way, you're still changing dimensions. But that's something to take a look at and consider. So this one's short. I'm gonna keep it short. I mean, just think about it. Go back to the watch the seminars I told you about. Take those timeline concepts you already know, and for real, make a if forget about all the nonsense about the foods and the waters and the wars and all this stuff and financial stuff, and just really see if you can give yourself a positive shift. Write down those things you need. Study the material, like meaning go watch the 3-day seminar. Tough it out. Go watch it. Implement what he says. Just try it. Try it and see what happens. Combine it with the stuff you already know about timelines, even if you gave yourself a crash course on Google, and see what happens. But you really got to put some effort and you got to believe in it, because if you think it's baloney and humba jumba, you're not going to accomplish anything. But really give it an effort, because you're going to see some small changes pretty instantly when it comes to timeline. Just with the positive attitude part, people are going to want to be around you more, and they're going to be more helpful, which is going to help you achieve your goal at the end of the day. And that's just been common sense since the beginning of time, to be honest with you. But I think you'll see, if you remember what I say when it comes to all the timeline jump is the same people, different outcome. I think you'll be able to catch that change. And I believe, according if you take Joe Espinoza's teachings of the quantum field and how you can really just change your own reality and heal your own body, I really think once you get good at the small things, it's all fundamentals. It's like sports. You got to learn how to dribble before you can play basketball, right? So if you get those fundamentals down, I think you can get so good that you will dramatically impact your own reality and possibly even change some things like that I don't even know how to explain, to be honest with you, of what that would even be. But I know I've changed some things that made absolutely no sense. No sense. So, if I talk to my mom about it, we just say God did it, right? Most likely, probably the case. But at the end of the day, I gave a valiant effort and went out and tried to change a few things on a small scale, and went bigger and bigger and bigger, and have done nothing but prevailed. So chew on that for a little while. We're going to do, if you are one of the chosen ones going through a rough time, like I said, you just hold on. It's about over, at least for some of you. And, I'm going to do some more. We'll do some more, some timeline things, because that's the key. The key is, again, go do your homework, go watch the free seminar. It's a big catapult. Implement your basic timeline knowledge, and we'll dive more. Let's see what we can change. Another thing is, lastly, you do want to kind of keep it to yourself, because if you're saying, okay, I'm going to shift my timeline and I'm going to be a millionaire because I'm going to create this project, well, then you got a bunch of people that know about it, that are thinking about it, impacting your energy without them even trying to impact your energy. And possibly even maybe just straight out impacting your energy, like trying just asking you things that will make you believe that you can't do it. So keep it to yourself, and if it, at least you'll, who cares if everybody knows what you did? You know, who cares if I didn't have this and I decided to change my timeline and now I got this? As long as you know, that's all that matters. At the end of the day, who gives a shit if everybody else knows what you did for real? I mean, I'm not saying be rude to people. I mean, you should always be respectful to people, but who cares what they know about you? You know what I mean? They should like you because they like you, because they like to be around you, not because you can alter your own reality. For real. Do that for yourself, keep it to yourself, and just it will put a smile on your face because you know you did it. And it doesn't matter what anybody else says at the end of the day, or what they believe, or whether they believe in anything that you do. Really, it's nice to be believed in, but as long as your life's better, I really don't think you're going to be losing out on anything at all. So I do appreciate y'all for listening. I encourage you all to get off the CIA social media sites. That means all of them. And I also encourage you all to quit watching the legacy media, because it's the biggest load of crap. Like, I don't even think I could carry it. It's so much crap, it's so heavy. So I hope it helps. And I do thank you all for listening.